Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. Read Matthew 10. And calling his 12 disciples to him, Jesus gave them authority over unclean spirits, so that they could drive them out and heal every disease and sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, called Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Do not go onto the road of the Gentiles, or enter any town of the Samaritans. Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. As you go, preach this message. The kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Do not take along any gold or silver or copper in your belts. Take no bag for the road or second tunic or sandals or staff, for the worker is worthy of his provisions. Whatever town or village you enter, find out who is worthy there and stay at his house until you move on. As you enter the home, greet its occupants. If the home is worthy, let your peace rest on it. But if it is not, let your peace return to you. And if anyone will not welcome you or heed your words, shake the dust off your feet when you leave that home or town. Truly, I tell you, it will be more bearable for Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town. Behold, I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves. But beware of men, for they will hand you over to their councils and flog you in their synagogues. On my account you will be brought before governors and kings as witnesses to them and to the Gentiles. But when they hand you over, do not worry about how to respond or what to say. In that hour you will be given what to say, for it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child. Children will rise against their parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by everyone because of my name, but the one who perseveres to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to the next. Truly I tell you, you will not reach all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for a disciple to be like his teacher and a servant like his master. If the head of the house has been called Beelzebul, how much more the members of his household? So do not be afraid of them, for there is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, and nothing hidden that will not be made known. What I tell you in the dark, speak in the daylight. What is whispered in your ear, proclaim from the housetops. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Instead, fear the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of your Father. And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Therefore, everyone who confesses me before men, I will also confess him before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny him before my Father in heaven. Do not assume that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the members of his own household. Anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And anyone who does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. He who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever receives a righteous man because he is a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. And if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones because he is my disciple, truly I tell you, he will never lose his reward. This is God's word. Christ sent the 12 disciples on a brief preaching mission in this chapter. The first 15 verses describe the call and commission of these apostles, as well as the specific instructions Christ had for their mission. After verse 16, Jesus described aspects of discipleship that could apply to anyone who witnesses for him. He told the disciples that they would be forced to choose either the love of family or to love Christ. You can see verses 34 through 39 for that. Disciples will not be rejected by everyone they know or meet. At the end of this chapter, Jesus indicated that some will welcome the disciples because they welcome Jesus. We saw that in verse 40. And this alludes to the fellowship that believers have with one another because of our fellowship with Christ. But Christ went further than just alluding to the fact that some people will receive us. He promised a great reward for those who receive us. Verse 41 says, "Whoever welcomes a prophet as a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes a righteous person as a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward. And if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones who is my disciple, truly I tell you, that person will certainly not lose their reward." That's verses 41 and 42 in the NIV. Think about that. The person who welcomes a prophet as a prophet receives the same level of reward as the prophet himself. Verse 41 says that person will receive a prophet's reward. And if someone gives you a cup of cold water to a disciple, that person who gives the cup receives a reward too. So even beyond the fellowship that we have as believers in Christ with one another, we have the promise of rewards from the Lord for helping and serving those who witness for Christ. I think Christ is describing the reward that comes from supporting people who serve the Lord full-time in ministry. If you welcome missionaries or other servants of the Lord into your home for a meal or for lodging, Christ promises rewards for you. If you give monthly financial support to those who are serving the Lord, Jesus says you will be rewarded as well. You may not be able to give much. A cup of cold water, as verse 42 talks about, is not much. But the gift is an expression of the heart that loves God and his people and is therefore generous in giving to the Lord's work. So here's my question. Do you give financially to support missionaries? If you think you have too little to give to make a difference, reconsider that based on this passage. God rewards those who love him and show their love for him by supporting and providing for his servants. So don't miss your reward. Show your love for God by being financially involved in his work. Support your local church with tithes and offerings, and support those who are going out, starting churches, and preaching the gospel. God will reward you for it. If you found this devotional helpful, go to my website, dailypbj.com/subscribe. Enter your email address there, and starting tomorrow, you'll receive an email from me every day containing a link to the daily scripture reading so you can be reading God's word every day. And that same email will contain a link to these devotionals so I can help you apply God's word to your life every day. This is maybe the easiest way to build a daily Bible reading habit, and it's completely free. And you can unsubscribe at any time, so there's no risk for you. Give it a try. Go to dailypbj.com/subscribe. And maybe you could help me by supporting me financially so I can continue to give the word out in this way. If so, please go to dailypbj.com/support to see how to do that. And please share this with someone else. And I'll see you next time. May God bless you today. Hope you have a great day today.